That's what I want to talk about, the vision, the announcement, the achievement. And I think the easiest way to do it is to kind of unravel it backwards. So let's start with the end, with the Asia-Pacific meeting in Seattle, where the vision was finally consummated. With great praise, I should say, there was much swooning over the grand vision, the greatest rethinking of U.S. policy toward Asia in half a century. Headlines like "Clinton preaches open markets at summit," which was quite true. He did preach open markets at summit. Performance came to its peak with a major speech that Clinton delivered, in which he selected. He spoke at a corporation at the. In the buildings of a corporation, which he designated as the model for his vision of the free market future for Asia. The corporation was the Boeing Corporation. He spoke in a hangar there and pointed out accurately that Boeing is the leading U.S. exporter, 18. In fact, he could have gone on to say that civilian aircraft are the leading U.S. export manufactured item, $18 billion a year or two ago. I could have gone on to add further that the major, that the real U.S. comparative advantage in world trade these days is shifting from manufacturing to what are called services, and about a third of the export surplus is aircraft-related, meaning tourism and that sort of thing. So we're really... It was a wise choice. That's the model that the free market vision for the future should copy.